From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. Memorial Day in the United States is a time each year when we recognize the men and the women who served and perished in military conflicts since our Civil War here in the 1800s. Being a vet myself, let me say thanks to the members of the U.S. Air Force, the Marines, the Army, the Navy, and the Coast Guard for serving our country. This Memorial Day, though, there are many stories out there related to the mistreatment of vets. You know, those people we say we care so much about with those stupid "Support Our Troops" bumper stickers, which are actually pretty insulting to vets if you want to know the truth. And that's because actions speak louder than words. About a month ago, the White House's latest scandal, of which the president says he knew nothing, uncovered long lines for veterans to use the VA healthcare system they're entitled to. Some waited too long and died before they were ever seen. After spending 5 years in the Air Force as an air traffic controller during the Vietnam era, I came home to the same vet indifference that many of the other people of my era did as President Nixon began to wind down that war. But at least I was all in one piece, with no battle wounds or post-traumatic signs of stress. And that was a long time ago, too. Today, our volunteer military vets are busted up, both physically and mentally, from multiple tours of duty in the Middle East. Some are so bad that these days, about 2 vets take their own lives each day. So the number of veteran casualties the media is reporting is probably much greater than any of us realize. Let me say that again. The current suicide rate among veterans is a catastrophic 2 per day. Not per month, 2 people each day of each week of each month. And it's been like that for years. President Obama's statement that he knew nothing about the VA problems, of course, says as much about him as a leader as about the secretary of the VA he chose. For what it's worth, the VA was also a problem when George W. Bush was president. Presidents all seem to talk a good game, but 2 dead soldiers a day should be enraging those bumper sticker lovers. But it's not. This leadership vacuum has parallels in the aviation industry, too, where for at least a decade or more, the top transportation jobs at DOT and FAA have often been handed out to people that are friends of the president. Neither our DOT secretary nor our FAA administrator had any industry experience before they showed up for work. So is it any surprise that these two accomplished little more than regularly scripted PR dog and pony shows about transportation? Or is it any surprise at all that the DOT and the FAA jobs tend to go to people near the bottom of the POTUS's I owe you list? Seriously, the Prez is saying, how much damage can a DOT or an FAA leader really do to the transportation industry? Now, just in time for Memorial Day came news last week that United Airlines had been slapped on the wrist by a U.S. district judge in Colorado to hand over more than $6 million in back pension contributions to nearly 1,200 United pilots. These pilots took official leaves of absence to serve in various branches of the military between 2000 and 2010. United didn't agree to pay those vets what the company owed them voluntarily, though. Those 1,200 pilots filed a claim against the federal government. And of course, they continually pestered United Airlines. Somehow, I guess United must have just forgotten to support its own troops. Back in Washington, though, I wondered about all those vets dying every day because the president didn't know anything about it. And now, he says he's outraged. Although, with Mr. Obama, I have no idea how you can tell. So I wonder what the plan is now. Maybe fire the secretary of the VA? Please, Mr. Obama, no more dog and pony shows. You'll only put someone else in the job with the same indifferent attitude. Or wait, am I getting the VA confused with the DOT? No, I don't think so. So this year, listeners, let's try something different. Save your money on bumper stickers and write the White House and the Congress. Tell them you're tired of the president acting like 2 service people dying each day is just a paperwork problem. Because it's not. Not even close. From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. See you next time.